Good morning to you, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. How's Radio 2?
It's a very lovely place to be, Stephen, let me assure you. It's very nice. It's like a warm jacuzzi.
And you're settled in now and the seat's fitting well, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it was fantastic, you know. I mean, I had a great time at... I mean, I'm still at Five Live because I'm still doing the movie show, of course, but when they asked me to do Drive, you know, when the shuffle happened and Terry decided to... retire pretty much, and Chris got offered Breakfast. I'd have been mad to turn it down. It's a fantastic show. And the interesting thing, Stephen, is for the first time in my life, I am the target audience. People my age are the target audience for Radio 2. When I joined Radio 1, I was 28, which is already way outside the target audience. When I joined 5 Live, I was a couple of years already beyond the target audience. And now... No, people in their 50s. That's what we want, Radio 2. So it's great. So everything's aimed at me.
How did the approach happen? Does someone come and whisper in your ear? Do you start making moves? Does your agent make moves? How did it happen?
I started doing one show a week on Radio 2 pretty soon after going to 5 because they wanted me to do an album chart show. So I kept my, you know, I kept my toe in the water. Yeah, whispers and nods, Stephen, pretty much. You know, they sort of say, are you interested? And, that, you know, for a while I wasn't because... There isn't really anything that matches the kind of intellectual curiosity and satisfaction of doing a daily show on 5 Live, as you know. But I did miss the music very much. So when the chance came to do Drive Time, which is still one of the iconic shows, you know, I remember listening, my parents used to listen to John Donne when he did it. Johnny Walker did a fantastic Drive Time show, and then it was Chris. And so it's a big show, and it feels like a big show. And the chance to play music again, I couldn't really turn down.
I did music radio at commercial radio for a while. And when you start then doing speech radio, I don't think you can compare how stimulating a speech show can be to a music show. Now, maybe that's just because I wasn't very good at a music show. But I just do wonder about you, how you draw that comparison.
Doing Radio 1 Breakfast was probably the most powerful job I've ever had, in as much as you just play it, you know. This is going back into the 80s and 90s when you had audiences of 12 million, something like that. So you just play a song a few times and instantly... they'd be hits. I mean, it was fantastically powerful. Then when I went to 5, as I mentioned, you know, there isn't anything. I don't think there'll ever be a job that has, one, required more work, two, had that power and satisfaction of the intellectual curiosity of talking to physicists and politicians and mathematicians and sportsmen. You know, you just constantly have to stay on top of everything. But music radio was what I always wanted to go back and doing. So I would say that this is the Radio 2 show is probably the most enjoyable show I've ever had to do because I always wanted to get into the BBC. I wanted to be a studio manager, like one of the engineer guys, very, very high class of person. And I failed a hearing test, so I wasn't able to do that. So I went into local radio and started at Radio Nottingham and went through that way. But I think the chance to interview historians when they came along, that was the stuff I enjoyed the most. You know, when Simon Sharma had a book out, I was desperate for him to come on the show. When Max Hastings had a book out, I was desperate for him to come on the show, because that's when I thought, hey, at last, hey, Mum and Dad, are you listening? You know, that degree I got, this is where I'm actually going to use it for once. So yeah, that was the biggest challenge. But you know what it's like, so you have to stay on top of every single topic. And one of the joys of moving to Radio 2, you know, when Newsnight comes on, when Question Time comes on, I can switch them off. You know, I can think, I don't need to watch this circus anymore. Yeah. I can actually go and do something that's more edifying.
And if the Radio 2 job had not have come along, would you have moved to Salford? Or did you take the Radio 2 job because you were never going to Manchester?
It was much discussed, as you know. I was much involved in various assorted negotiations. My problem was I had three kids at school. I now have two kids at school. One has left school and gone to university in Manchester, ironically. So I think I never really wanted to go. I always wanted to stay in London. And that was tied up with thinking maybe the timing would work to go to Radio 2. If I had to, of course I'd have done. You know, this is no time to turn your back on a daily show. And if the Radio 2 hadn't turned up, I'd have gone to Manchester, and I think I'd have commuted. I did once look at the timetables just to see, and it is possible. You know, it's a great train service. You know, it's 2 hours 20 or something like that. So it would have been possible. It wouldn't have been much of a life, Stephen, but I think, you know, if I had to, maybe I'd have done it. But don't tell anybody that.